closer.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby. Yes, honey. It is your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, honey. We finally made it to Friday. Let me just tell you, this seems like this has been the longest week of my life. I've had a really good week. Let me say I had a in-between week, okay? It has been good in the aspect of that I've been really happy. I've been feeling really good. I've been like, yes, look at me out here doing the thing. I feel like vacation was definitely what I needed. So before we get into all of our topics today, let me just go ahead and say, if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, welcome to the show. Welcome to the family. Here we keep it real and raw. We talk about all the things. We talk about the babes behind the planners. We talk about life. We talk about Black Lives Matter, because honey, that is important right now. Stop the Asian hate. That is important right now. We talk about it all, and we try to keep it real and raw here on Fancy Plans and Things Radio. And if you are an oldie but a goodie and you're tuning back in this Friday, thank you guys for all the love, all the support. Thank you for joining me on this journey. You guys are just amazing. You guys are coming every Friday, taking a listen, chilling with your girl, and I appreciate it so freaking much. So with that being said, I just want to say I love you, babies. If you want to support the show, go over to Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram, and right in the bio, you can donate to the show through my Cash App. All the money is always spent bettering the show and being able to bring you guys awesome content. So I do thank you guys for the ones who've already donated. You guys are awesome. You guys rock. I don't care if it's a dollar, 50 cents, $5, $10, whatever you have to give to donate. I am always grateful and appreciative. You guys are amazing. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support. So with all that being said, honey, let's get into the past 2 weeks, okay? So I have missed you babies. I have missed you guys. Like, I have missed my Royal Gang family. I don't know. We need to come up with a squad name. Seriously, we need a squad name. I think I will ask you guys today in the stories what our squad name should be, because we definitely need a squad name, okay? I feel like we need gang gang over here, okay? But yeah, this past week, you guys, has been so crazy. Last week was absolutely freaking amazing. Let me just say that. Let me go ahead and tell you guys all about vacation, because I know y'all are like, queen, what did you do? So me and the babe rented an Airbnb over in Orlando, and it was super duper nice, and I had so much fun. Also, let me just mention really, really quick, because I can hear it, I sound kind of funny, and it is because I have been suffering with a migraine for 2 days. So yeah, it is just, it's really bad. But I am pushing through, and I'm here. I wanted to chat with you babies. No canceling podcast this week, okay? So yeah, we rented an Airbnb and we went over to Orlando, and you guys, it was so much fun. We had so much fun in the hot tub, the pool. Like, it was just nice to get away and just relax. We went shopping. And I probably not need to go shopping for a couple of, you know, a few months. I need a no spend, because let me tell you, I was up in Hobby Lobby getting a couple sticker books. I was at the Morphe store buying makeup. Then I hit the MAC store. Then I hit the jewelry store. Then I hit Box Lunch, which is basically, you guys, is where I get all my like Disney themed bags, either from Box Lunch or Hot Topic or wherever they carry them at. The brand is called Loungefly. And your girl was just dropping money, okay? I was spending money like I was lives with the rich and famous, okay? Girl, I was spending money like I didn't have bills to pay. Okay, okay, queen needs to slow her roll. But yeah, we had a really good time. You know, babe, it was his birthday. I took him out to dinner. We just had so much fun. We took a lot of photos, we just had a lot of fun. I just really enjoyed myself. And you guys, I went to go pack the bag before we left, and I happened to go in the, the bottom of the bag. There was some stuff in there, and I was like, oh, what is this? And it was from the last time that we had went on vacation, and it was in 28 2018, and I could not believe it. I was like, we haven't been on a vacation since 2018. We had planned to go somewhere for 2020, but the Rona happened. Okay, Rona had us like, girl, you ain't going nowhere. Okay, but yeah, I literally was just like, I couldn't believe that it had been so long since we had been on vacation, but it was just something that was really needed. I came back feeling like really motivated. I bought a new camera. I'm like, I'm about to make beauty videos. I'm gonna make Disney content. During that time, I launched my new Instagram. If you guys are not following it, go and show me some love over at Magical Moments with Queen. It will be in the bio description of the podcast so you guys can go find it. But yeah, it is called Magical Moments with Queen. And it's just me just taking my love for Disney and doing like cute little photos and showing you guys my Disney collection of my ears and different things. I just really got inspired to do that over the past, like, I want to say when I went to Disney last month, I went to Epcot and I just got really inspired to take more photos and more like lifestyle photos. So if you guys are following my planner account, you would see that like I have started posting more lifestyle photos of me outside and my planner outside and different things. And I really realized within, I don't know what it is, but like I said, I came into 2021 feeling super motivated. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I was so excited to do the, like, I keep talking about it because I'm bummed. I was so bummed. I still am so bummed that I missed this opportunity, but there was a bunch of great people that I met through Dose Planner. She was getting us to do a takeover on her page, and I met these awesome people. And I just was bummed that I got sick and I couldn't do those things. And it seemed like right after I got sick, it took all my motivation away. Like, I just didn't. I was getting it by the skin of my teeth, basically. Like, I was just doing whatever, like I was just trying to get by. Like, I just didn't have the real energy or the real motivation to really put into like the work. And I was like, what happened? Because I went into this year thinking, this is what I'm gonna do. I got this goal, I got this bit, and I didn't accomplish any of those things. And I started to get down on myself and get really, really hard on myself. And it goes back to, like, I'm always telling you guys, we have to give ourselves grace, because I just had to like mentally work through that. And let me just tell you, being able to get out, and like when I went to Disney, I felt really, really inspired when I came back. And you guys, you know, my Disney or my B6 rings is Disney inspired, and most of all the inserts and stuff in that planner I created myself, and it's all Disney stuff. And so I was giving you guys a little bit of Disney magic, but once I went to Epcot, I was like, this is something that I want to do. Why not turn it into a whole Instagram where I'm not clogging up my planner feed with just all the Disney things, but I can give you guys moments. And something else that I realized, the past couple of years, I have not really given myself like the full potential of like doing the things that I really want to do and stepping outside of my box and thinking way outside of what other people think of me or what people think I look like or whatever. I've been living in this like little box. And so, y'all, I've decided that this year I'm going to go for it. I'm going to take all the videos. I'm going to take all the pictures, and I'm going to love the skin I'm in. And I don't care who doesn't like it. I'm going to be summertime fine, baby. Okay. You about to get these thighs and the stomach. Okay. This thighs and the stomach going to be out for the summer. Okay. The girls are going to be ready to play. Okay. Get ready for it. If you are not following my beauty page, you definitely should, which is Queen Gem Beauty. I post a lot of different things over there that I normally wouldn't post on my planner page or my Disney page. But the point of that is me saying all that is to, like, let's stop holding ourselves back. Let's tap into our full potential and let's go ahead and go for the goal. Let's go for the dream. Whatever it is, step outside of our box and let's do it. I personally know that it comes to, like, I hold myself back a lot because I'm worried about sometimes what other people think, or, well, somebody's already doing that. But you know what? Even if they're already doing it, sis, they're not going to do it like you going to do it, you know? So I have to get out of my head. And I've been living in my head the past couple of months about certain things. And I just went for it. I bought the new camera. I'm back filming beauty videos. This week has been such a busy week. And it has also been a, like, oh, let me just tell you, I have like wanted to just, I don't know, smack something out the window, because I've been so irritated. Because you ever have like these things where you like plan them out, you get them there, and then your week doesn't go as planned? Because I woke up with a migraine. I've had the migraine for 2 days. I pushed through it, got some stuff done, but I couldn't get everything done because I was just so sick. I couldn't get everything done how I wanted on a particular day. So then I had to move some stuff to the next day. And that means when you're moving stuff around that some stuff is getting pushed back or pushed forward. And it's just like, oh, this is not what I wanted. I had already planned it out, but I have learned that sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. You just got to go with it and everything will work out and be fine. I'm a person that I have always like strive for like perfection, and it has to be perfect. It has to look this way. And it's almost like in my head, I'm like, they're going to know. And the other person's like, how are they going to know? And I'm like, they're going to know, but how are they going to know? The things that I see that I think is wrong with a video or a photo, you guys never see it. And I'm always like, they never see it. And then when creating content again, I'm always like, oh, it has to be perfect. And yet again, I have to remind myself, they're not going to know, because the things that you are nitpicking about the photo or the video, they don't see. They just see you, the person that they love, creating content and having fun and sharing it with them. And so at the end of the day, I have to remind myself, it doesn't have to be perfect. I always say this again to you guys. I say this all the time, and it's like words of advice that I have to take for myself. Strive for progress and not perfection. Okay. Progress over perfection any day, because as long as you're going for the goal, as long as you're working towards it, as long as you're doing your thing, as long as you're creating content and it's making you happy, it doesn't have to be perfect. I think we do get wrapped up in the idea of perfect, because that is what everybody shares these days. Everybody is sharing like a fake version of themselves. And this is why I decided to make my other account Disney, because I wanted to share a little bit of everything about me. Like, am I perfect? No. Do I always say the right thing? No. Am I passionate about the things that I love and my friends and stuff? Yes, I am. I'm passionate about those things. And sometimes my passion can come off kind of like, you know, but it's not intended to be that way. It's just because I'm so passionate about it and I'm so in love with whatever I'm talking about, or there is passion behind like me talking about Black Lives Matter, because this is my everyday life and this is something that I live. I understand the struggle, you know? So it's just those things that I have to remind myself that it's not always going to be perfect, and we don't have to continue to share these perfect images of our lives, these perfect moments, these staged photos. We don't have to continuously share those things. Sometimes take the photo. There's a photo I took the other day on my Instagram. I totally freaking hated it, but I was in a rush and I was like, whatever, it's just going to have to do. You guys love the photo. It was like, it was crazy. I was like, I hated this photo. So it just reminded me to like, always, always strive for progress over perfection. It doesn't have to be perfect. And another thing that I want to talk about, and I will do a whole separate topic about this, but I'm kind of doing what I did last week where I'm jumping all over the place. Just go with me, y'all. So I want to talk about like our body images and how like we see ourselves and stuff like that. And one of the things that came to my mind is I am a very confident person. Like, I feel like I'm cute. Y'all know I'm always trying to make love to the camera. Y'all don't know if I'm about to sell you a little bit of a little bit of a planner. Y'all don't know what y'all going to get when you see Queen up on the camera. Okay. But there are moments that I do not like my body, because I carry a lot of weight in my stomach, but I also have PCOS. You tend to carry a lot of weight in your stomach when you have polycystic ovarian syndrome. Is it something that is my fault? No, it's just my body. And I only got one body. I can treat it well or I can treat it terrible. I can love it or not love it, but I choose to love my body. This is who I am. And like I said, summertime fine, y'all. Y'all about to get it. It is about to be a hot girl summer. Now, I know I got a man, but they gonna pick me up, you know, after hot girl summer. He's still gonna pick me up, you know. But y'all about to get these thighs and the stomach. Okay, the girls are ready to party. Like, I am just full on about loving yourself and just completely being you 100%. And at the end of the day, nobody can love you the way you love you. Like, you have to take the time to love yourself, and you can't love anybody else. Just like you can't pour from an empty glass, you can't love anybody else until you love yourself. And that is something that is very, has always been instilled in me, to just like love yourself. Do we have moments where we hate things on our body? Abso-freaking-lutely. We all do. We all have things that we do not like on our body, but at the end of the day, we should love the body that we got, because we only got one body. It's up to you to change it, shape it, mold it, whatever you want to do to it. But being plus size is not a crime, okay? And being big and beautiful is not a crime. We are beautiful no matter your shape, your size, your height, whatever it is, your weight. We are all beautiful. We are all God's creatures. And at the end of the day, we should be loving ourselves, and we should be going out here showing those bodies. So y'all about to see these swimsuits, honey. I got some bikinis, some two pieces. Like, I'm gonna be real cute for the summer, okay? The girl is gonna slay for the summer, and that's all to it. So I advise you, I'm giving y'all the advice to go out and slay for the summer, okay? You want to know how to get a bikini body ready? Get your body inserted into a bikini. Bam, ready, boo. Okay, you already ready, sis. That's all you need. Okay, go out there, be great, and do your thing. Okay, because guess what? Queen is about to go out here and do her thing. Love the body that you're in. I can't stress it enough, because I think sometimes people like to see, they say that they want to see all these different shapes and these different bodies, and we're body positivity. And I feel like being body positive and body positivity is not always accurate, because they only want to see hourglass shapes, or they only want to see these like big butts and small boobs, or big boobs and big butts and small waists, and all the, everybody has an idea what they think plus size should look like. But honestly, plus size comes in all different shapes and sizes. I'm just going to be honest, just like smaller women come in all different shapes and sizes. And guess what? Even the small girls still sometimes hate their bodies. So what I'm going to say to you is, love the body that you're in, whether it's plus size or not. Strut your curves, strut whatever you got going on, strut it, sis, because only you can strut it like you, okay? There's only one you. Work that thing, okay? Show them why the boys come to your yard, okay? The milkshake brings the boys to the yard. That's what I heard. So show them why the boys come to your yard, okay? Just be yourself. Just be confident. Go out there and don't worry about what anybody else thinks. If it makes you happy, if you feel comfortable in it, if you think you look good, whatever the case may be, you go out there and do it. As long as it's feeding your soul and making you happy at the end of the day, that is all that matters. So yeah, with all that being said, I am just, like I said, I'm going to go out here and go for the goal. I'm going to go ahead and post my photos of my swimsuits and post my Disney things and record all the podcasts and just have fun with everything. I have been holding myself back because I thought, oh, I have to be so structured and I have to have a topic and I have to be this way. But I've never felt so good just sitting down talking to you guys every week. Like, we're just friends. We're just talking about random things, just having some girlfriend chat, you know, just some girl chat and just talking about different things, versus just trying to keep it structured all the time. And I hope you guys are enjoying these type of episodes where I just sit down, I just spill what I'm thinking about, spill my thoughts, and not really have any order to it, you know? So one of the things that I definitely want to talk to you guys about is my new planner. Like, oh my gosh. So I started using a passion planner daily, I want to say in February, maybe. Yeah, I think it was February. So I had noticed that I really love my passion planner daily, and it was great for me, helping me use up a lot of my old stickers that I was just kind of holding on to, because of course I felt like I needed to decorate my planner every day, but it was stressful decorating that planner every day. Like, it was stressful to me. And so there were some days that I didn't even decorate it. I just used a pen and a freaking my liner, right? Because it was my wellness planner, and it was where I was tracking like my blood sugar and my foods and stuff like that. So I had everything, you know, set in a certain way, how I wanted to write it out. Sometimes I would write a little journal in there, a little blurb about how I was feeling for the day or whatever the case may be. Whatever happened, you know, that day that I just needed to like put on a piece of paper if I wasn't journaling, but I had a place to put that, especially if it was something concerning my health. I could just go back and read that. But yeah, I just, you guys, that Passion Planner Daily, I loved it so much. Of course, while I was using the Passion Planner Daily, I came up with Pash Friday. So of course, you guys remember I had, Fobonichi Fridays, and I miss Fobonichi Fridays. I don't really use a skinny planner anymore. I have limited the products or planners that I use from HP pretty much. And so the only planner that I have from HP is a classic planner. I do love the classic planner because I can kind of like switch it up and tailor it to what I want. And then of course for my social media planner, I'm using a A5 rings planner. And then my planner on the go is a B6 rings, which I am obsessed with. I absolutely love it because that is my like Disney planner. It's Disney themed. And so I absolutely love it. So then I said, you know what? I'm really loving the Passion Planner. I'm loving the setup. I kept watching my friend Katie from Definitely Katie set up, you know, like her planner every week. And I was just, oh my gosh, this is so freaking cute. Like, I just thought it was so adorable. And then I kept talking about it. And then Cass got a planner. Cassie, Planning with Cass, got a Passion Planner. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I need it. So when she got hers, I think she got hers for like $3.14 for Pi Day. I didn't order right then. And then I got super bummed because I was like, oh my God, I don't have a Passion Planner and I really want one. And I missed the sale. You know how when you miss the sale, you're like, So I was so upset that I missed the sale. So Cass, right before vacation, before I was leaving, Cass messaged me and was like, girl, stop what you're doing. Passion Planner has their planners on sale, the annual planners on sale for $5. I was like, okay, girl. And then she found me a coupon code to help me save on shipping as well. And I was like, yes, hunty. Okay, yes. Okay, a coupon and a sale. I'm in. So I went ahead and ordered me a Passion Planner. I went ahead and got the weekly Passion Planner. It has like the months and the weeks in it. It is so gorgeous. It is rose gold with this beautiful detail on the front. And you guys, I did my first spread in it, and I am now part of the Passion Man. Like, they can't get rid of me. Like, I am so in love with my Passion Planner. It is such a beautiful planner. And I'm so excited to be bringing you guys every week Pash Fridays. Yes! So you guys, make sure you're tuned into Queen's Fancy Plans so you can kind of get in on the Pash Fridays, because y'all, the planner is absolutely freaking bomb. Like, Pash, I need you to put me on the team, okay? Put me on the team. I need a discount code so I can be selling people these planners because they are bomb, okay? And being a planner girl is so funny. Like, we change so much. Our styles changes. It's so funny that, like, last year, I couldn't imagine, like, using any other planner but Happy Planner. And then all that stuff happened, and I had started branching out. Now I have a B6, A5, a Happy Planner, a Passion Planner. I'm like, who am I? Like, who is this chick? And you know what's crazy? You know how you get in your thought process of like, oh, the Happy Planner stickers only look good and the Happy Planner stick up planners. Lies you tell, because the Happy Planner stickers look good in any planner that you use. Like, seriously, from my B6 all the way to my Passion Planner, the stickers just look so freaking bomb. And y'all, I have been purchasing. So I finally got my hands on the Mega Floral sticker book, and why nobody told me that sticker book was like that gorgeous. Like, I didn't watch any flip throughs of it. I just happened to see it and was like, oh yes, honey, I need that, because you know your girl queen loves her some florals, okay? Florals all day, every day, baby. But that book, oh my God, it is so freaking beautiful. Like, oh, I just love florals. Like, I could use florals all day, every day, and pretty much never get tired of looking at them in my planner, which is so strange because I do always add florals into my, you know, like my planner photos and stuff like that. But I am not super big on like real flowers. Like, I don't really necessarily like have real flowers in my house. I don't have any like plants or anything either. Okay, I'm gonna just be honest. I'm a plant killer, okay? I don't have no green thumb. Queen don't got no green thumb, okay, baby? So don't be giving me no housewarming presents talking about, girl, we got you a plant. No, boo, you got yourself a plant, because you're about to come over here and water that thing every day, okay, and do whatever it needs, because it's gonna be dead. Okay, playing around with Queen, that little plan gonna be dead. Okay, I don't have a green thumb. I just don't. Okay, it's not me. just don't do it. So I do love florals, but for some reason, florals and flowers and plants, I love all of those things in sticker form and in plastic form. But when you give them to me in real form, I'm like, what the hell is this? What am I supposed to do with this? My green thumb does not work. Okay. But yeah, I have been really into like the floral mega book. I have been really into like just my floral sticker books in general. And then I did pick up some of the spring release. And let me just tell you, again, like I said, if you guys listen to the episode that I dropped called What in the Jungle Vibes, you would know that I was just not feeling a lot of the stickers from this release. A lot of the planners wasn't really feeling. There were a few things that I was into that I thought was super gorgeous and super beautiful. But I have noticed that over the few years, I haven't really been into a lot of their releases because some of these things just are not my vibe. Like it doesn't attract me at all. I'm just like, I could spend my money elsewhere and be so much happier because I'm not feeling these colors. They're just not for me. So like I said, yeah, I have done a lot of shopping this past couple of weeks. Like I was up in Hobby Lobby just getting all the sticker books that I could find. But yeah, I did go to Hobby Lobby. I did stop off at Joann's and I picked up a couple new sticker books that I was really, really excited about. And like I said, I just came back from vacation just feeling super like rejuvenated and just like ready to go and ready to get work done. And let me just tell you, we got back, I want to say Thursday, but he was still off for a few days. So we didn't really like, we were still vacationing, so we were still going out doing different things. We just had left Orlando, and let me just tell you, Orlando it's nice, but it's super busy. There's a lot of people, and I was just like, whoa, you know, it is a lot of people here. Of course, as always, we were masked up. I just had a really good time, you guys. Vacation was just really nice. It was just something I felt like I really needed because I came back feeling different. Like, I came back feeling really good. I came back feeling like, yes, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to pump out this content, and I'm ready to collab with people. I'm ready to do this. So I just felt really, really good, and I'm really excited about the things that are to come. And, you know, I do want to mention this, and I just as tired, much as y'all are tired of hearing it, I'm tired of talking about it, but it's just something that just has to be mentioned because the woman officer who killed Dante Kim, I still cannot believe that you've been on the job for 26 years. And at this point, you don't know a gun from a taser. And the thing that bothers me the most is this is something that's common. This is something that's said regularly. This is something that they kill Black people, and then this is their afterthought. This is what they think of to keep themselves out of jail or keep themselves out of trouble. And they hurry up and they try to resign from their job so they can keep their pension and don't have any consequences for killing Black men and women in the streets like dogs. You know, it blows my mind, honestly. And, you know, it's just always, I thought it was my taser. I thought it was my apartment. I thought I saw him with the gun. I thought he was selling Lucy's. I thought she was there alone. I thought she was getting smart with me. I think, seriously, at this point, thinking is a form of terrorism. Like, literally, I just don't understand why it is this process of I thought, I'm thinking. No, because this is why I always tell people when I'm in a heated argument with someone, I would rather not argue with you because I would rather think twice and speak once. So at this point, I need you to start thinking twice and act once because you thinking in the spur of a moment and just like not taking time to fully think about what is going to happen the next moment after you pull the trigger, that is the problem. Because now we have another Black man dead. We have another Black family going to bury their Black son. I can't unsee it. I can't wrap my mind around it. It is so frustrating, you guys. And I know that, like, I know everybody's like, girl, we're tired of hearing you talk about it. Well, I'm tired of freaking seeing it. I'm tired of seeing Black men and women killed in the street like dogs, Black children getting snatched up, beat up. Seriously, This is not okay. And when are we going to realize that it is not okay? I keep saying this over and over again. Nobody has to teach you how to treat your white counterparts. Why do you have to learn how to treat the black ones? Why do you have to learn how to treat black people? It makes no freaking sense. Because the only difference in us is the melanin in my skin. There is no difference in us, just the melanin in our skin. Seriously, we have got to do better. Not only that, you know what's funny to me? When Colin took a knee, everybody was like, oh my God, he's disrespecting the flag. Oh my God, how can he disrespect the people who serve our country? But didn't just the other day, the police officers disrespected a Black Army officer? And as I recall, I think he was a lieutenant and he is actually actively serving our country. So you don't care about the country. You just care about being in control, and you don't want to, you want to be an oppressor, and you want to keep your foot on the Black people's necks. You want to make sure you keep us in check. I don't think so. White people disrespect the flag way more than Colin taking a knee. And I was in ROTC, so I know the things that you can and cannot do with a freaking flag that y'all do all the time, because you're not supposed to wear the flag. Okay? You're not supposed to scratch the flag flat across anything. Y'all do it all the time on the field. Disrespectful. You are disrespectful to your own flag. And the moment that you think somebody else is being disrespectful, you feel like, oh, they need to be put in line. They need to be checked. But don't y'all do the same thing, though? How is it different? Send somebody check you. The only difference is nobody's killing you out in the street. Nobody's allowing you. Nobody's stopping your car and asking to search it just because of the color of your skin. You never have to worry about DWB, driving while black. You never have to worry about that. It is so sad. I really vividly, like, seriously remember this moment. Like, it is so vivid in my mind. Hubs came home from work and I was like, babe, I want to go to Hobby Lobby. And he was like, okay. He got up kind of late. Hobby Lobby closes at 8. So y'all know you gotta be rushing when you're trying to get there. And the way that we normally go to this particular Hobby Lobby that's built in our area is like down a road. It's like a two street. Like basically one side you're going down, one side you're coming up, right? So it's just a bunch of houses and then some wooded area. That's it. Neighborhoods and stuff. That's it. That's back there on this particular road until you get out to like the main road to like go to Hobby Lobby. So we drive this road all the time. As we're coming up, I saw the cop car like back out of a yard, and I saw like he had to like stop and wait for our car to pass, right? I didn't even realize I was holding my breath. I had literally stopped breathing because I was looking in the side mirror, like trying to see if he was going to like turn down the road and come like follow down the road behind us, or was he going to turn the other direction? When he turned the other direction, it is when I literally was like, that's when I realized I had been holding my breath because I was so worried that this cop was going to start driving behind us. That's fear. And I don't have the privilege of putting that fear down. I don't have the privilege of saying, I can't, I don't want to be black today. I can hang my black up, but I'm going to be white today. Like, I don't have the privilege of those things. And the people who are always talking about, they don't want to talk about it here in their planner space, or the people who are talking about, they don't see hate and they don't see color and all these things. Well, sis, I need you to take your damn blinders off. Take your blinders off, because you need to take a moment and check yourself, because that means that you still have some racism somewhere in you, and you need to take a moment and check that. Because I don't get afforded the opportunity to not be reminded that I'm black. I'm reminded that I'm black pretty much every day of my life. Okay? Anywhere that I go, sometimes I'm reminded that I'm black. I have been out with friends, white friends, and I'm still reminded that I'm black, and they're all like, well, I didn't notice. Oh, you didn't? Yeah, because you don't have to worry about those things. Those are things that you don't have to see. You know, I've walked into a place with a friend and meanwhile, they're giving her a dirty look and they're giving me the look of like, I can't believe your black ass just walked up in here. How dare you for even living and existing and walking in here and breathing. And, you know, like just disrespect, just pure disrespect. And I'm just blown by all these things that have been happening. And I'm even more just saddened and heartbroken because it's just trauma after trauma after trauma after trauma. And you guys, I read something today and I'm going to read this post to you because it's something that kind of touched me because it's something that I think about quite often. And I've said this here before. I've thought about like how bad I want children. And in that same moment of me wanting kids, I'm still afraid to have them. But I want them so bad. Like I would love to have a mini me, you know, I would love to have a son. Like I want them so bad. They have names, everything. That's how bad I want them, right? But at the same time, it's this fear of that I'm raising a black woman in today's society. I'm raising a black man in today's society. And I read this post today and it literally broke my heart. So the post just basically says, this weekend, my son was playing in an open grass area at Amateur Works. She said he spotted a little blonde girl and began chasing her, filled with excitement at finding a new friend. She ran over to her parents, pointed her finger at my son and told them he's following me. They looked at him, looked at me and told her to stay close. In that moment, my sweet, sweet boy went from being cute to scary. He is too. I cried all weekend and I thought we had more time. And then she shared like this really, really sweet video of her son. And he's, by the way, he's so freaking cute. Like he's adorable times 10, like literally so freaking cute. And the things that she said in her like main post was that to you, it may seem small, but to every black mother dreads the shift. And we do. I don't even have children and I dread this moment. I think about my black friends who have children and I cringe for them because I know that they, every moment, every waking moment, they are thinking about the grown woman that their child is going to become or the grown man that their child is going to become and how they're going to have to teach them to act around cops. And you can do everything right and still end up dead. And that is what is heartbreaking. She said, George Floyd called out to his mother with his last breaths. Dante Wright called his mother before his life was snatched. When Elijah gets a license, grows a mustache, fills with muscles, a white woman may point to him and call him suspicious. And I know that the task that lies ahead is one of the years of affirming him, protecting him. Don't they know that beneath the peach fuzz and biceps that he will always be my beautiful brown boy? Isn't that sad for a mother to have to write? Isn't that sad that as a mother of a 2-year-old son, this is what she's thinking? But it was just that what I just said to you guys is every day I'm reminded that I'm black. Every day that black people are reminded that they're black, we're reminded that we're different. We have trauma, generational trauma, trauma after trauma after trauma after trauma. We have not been able to heal. So can you understand why we're angry? Can you understand why we're tired of having these conversations? And I am heartbroken and I'm trying not to be emotional because again, I think about having children and I don't know if I will have my own, but I do think about adopting children and it still worries me. You know, it worries me that someone could see me with a child who is not of color and basically accuse me of trying to kidnap them or harming them and that I'm not their mother. It's so many things that run through my mind when all of these things are going on. And I'm heartbroken for us as a nation. I'm heartbroken for us as a country because we can't come together. It seems like we can't get it together. We can't come together. And at this point, I feel like the police, they need to be dismantled. Like they need to be dismantled because the systematic racism is at the root. It is at the root. It is like It is like the cause of all evil. And it needs to be broken down, and we need to break it down and rebuild it, because that is the only way that we are going to get justice. It is so hard in this time frame to just really understand the pain and the magnitude. But I had to literally stop watching the George Floyd trial because I was getting angry. I was just feeling some kind of way. And to just listen to them talk about that 8 minutes and 46 seconds was not even the correct time. It was 9 minutes and 29 seconds. It was just like, my God. And then to be gaslighted, to be told that basically we didn't watch a murder. He had a heart attack, or, you know, he was on drugs, you know, just literally tearing this man's character apart. Like, his life meant nothing. And that is not the case. We all mean something. We all mean something. And it's important for us to start opening our eyes and realize that Black people, we need help. We need true allyship. We need true people who are not just sitting around being performative and being afraid to be called a racist. We need people who are actually out here working and being a true ally and really want to stand up and speak up and really help amplify Black voices. And I know I say this every week, and I know I've been talking about it a lot, but it is something that I'm passionate about, and I can't stop talking about it until we get change. We need a change. We do. And it needs to come soon. It really needs to come soon, you guys. So I am not going to leave this podcast ending with this, but I just wanted to talk about it because it was something that was on my heart to speak about. And if I don't speak about these things and keep it in everyone's ear, keep it in the forefront, keep it in your mind, keep you thinking about it, I'm not doing my job. Hear me when I say that I'm important and I deserve to be heard. And just like everyone else, we all deserve to be heard. We all deserve to live another day. I shouldn't have to live in fear of that. If he's late home from work, oh my God, did he get stopped by the cops? Is he okay? What happened? I shouldn't have to live in that fear. And I don't wish that on anyone. And we need to do better, because that is something that I could live without. My anxiety could live without that. My anxiety could live without thinking about me raising a black child in today's society. It hasn't gotten any better. And I always say this to you guys. I am 35, but my first experience with racism was when I was four. Four. I was 4 years old. My first experience with racism. And in 30 plus years, nothing has changed. Isn't that sad? Man, I want to leave y'all on a good note today. Let me just say this. I have had the best couple of weeks lately. And I have really enjoyed planning in my planners. I have really enjoyed coming up with new content and just really stepping outside of my box. And I just wanted to go back and tell you guys, look, this summer, let's not worry about what the body is looking like. Let's not worry about, well, I shouldn't wear this. I don't look good. We're not going to worry about that. We are going to step out this summer, and we're going to be summertime fine. Okay. We're going to step out with the bodies that we got. Okay. Whether it's big, small, in between, tall, short, fat, dumpy, not dumpy, whatever it is, girl, whatever you got going on. Okay. The lumps, the rolls. Okay. My lovely lady, whatever you got going on. I don't know why I had to say that, but you know, it hit my head and I had to let it out. But whatever you got going on, girl, we're going to let it show. Let it show. Let your freak flag fly. We're all beautiful, weird, quirky, whatever it is. Let it show. Let's have fun. Love yourself. Okay. That is the most important thing. Love yourself. Okay. I can't stress that enough, because there are times when, you know, like I said, there are moments when I just was like, I don't like my body. I don't like this. I don't like that. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. But at the end of the day, this is the body that I got, and I'm going to show it. I'm going to flaunt it. And guess what? I don't care. You're going to get these thighs, girl. Okay. You're going to get these thunder thighs. Okay. Hear the thunder. Okay. Y'all hear that thunder? Nah, I was clapping my hands, not my thighs. but yeah, just go out here, have fun, love yourself, and do your damn thing, okay? Because nobody can do you like you, okay? So with that being said, I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. You guys let me know if you are enjoying these random type of episodes where I'm kind of just all over the place and I'm talking about a little bit of everything. Let me know. Send me a message over on Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram. Let me know how you're feeling about these episodes. I have really been enjoying them because they're not super structured. I can just kind of come in here, have some girl chat with you guys, talk about everything, and just, you know, kind of chit chat. I want to be more personable and share more of my life and more things that I'm going through and just my random thoughts with you guys. So if you guys are enjoying these types of podcasts, let me know, because I would love to keep doing them. But if you guys want something different, let me know. Also, we will be having a guest this month, I'm hoping. If not, they would definitely be on in May, but I'm hoping that we can go ahead and get her for April. I'm so excited. You know, magical things are coming. But yeah, I just wanted to go ahead and let you guys know that we will be having a guest coming very, very soon, and it is going to be magical. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing weekend. Don't forget, Sunday is self-care Sunday, okay? Love on yourself. And I will talk to you guys next Friday. And until then, stay fancy.